Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed drink, the waters of life, you became for me.
Meet your need.
Calvary.
Praise God.
Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
wave your hands for Jesus. Come on.
Thank you. From the depths of our hearts we worship. There is no one like you. In your home, he's a wonder.
Thank you, Jesus. You are a wonder. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome. So I am morning glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, his holy name. Lord, you are awesome. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. Hallelujah. And so we bless your name. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just want to say, we bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Your grace and mercy brought us through. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, Abba, Father, come to the throne of grace this morning. First to offer praises and thanksgiving to you. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for provision that you provide for us according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for all that you are doing, all that you will do for us in the name of Jesus. And all that you've done, we never would have made it without you. So we thank you. We thank you for our families. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord, for the intercessors. Thank you for the mothers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for the pastors, the leaders, the prophetess, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces and our nephews. We say thank you. We bless your name, O God. We honor you, O God. We say thank you. Father, your word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And Lord, you've never done that, and you will never do that. We thank you that your words are true. Your words are amen. We thank you, Lord of hosts, for fighting and winning every battle. We thank you for the victory that comes in your name, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we ask you to move in our midst morning. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Move in our midst, Holy Spirit. Move in our lives. Move in this service, Holy Spirit. Let there be light. Move in our families. Move in our homes. Move in every situation. We surrender our lives totally and completely to you. Move in the ministry, O God, in our ministries. Move in the Holy Spirit upon the lives of our children. Move upon the lives of our grandchildren. Move upon the lives of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Move, Holy Spirit, upon the lives of our spouses. Holy Spirit, move upon the lives of parents, O God, in the name of Jesus. Move upon the lives. lives of our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, great-grand and those that are connected to us, O Holy Ghost, move in this service. Father God, even those that will listen at another time, O Spirit of the living God, move in their lives. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Fill us up to an overflow. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We love you, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us, oh, into all truth. Spirit of the living God, teach us. We surrender to you. Let the will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit, anoint us with fresh oil this morning in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, teach us, lead us, and guide us. We thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We reverence you. We love you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, for sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. We cry out to you for mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. In the name of Jesus, your mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. O God, mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. O God, have mercy. Have mercy, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful, O God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Father God, we repent of all that we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds that are not pleasing to you, O God. Rain down your mercy. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our dwelling places, our homes, in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirits in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Protect us, redeem us, sanctify us, justify us, oh God. The blood, wash away our sins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh God, that we can enter boldly to the throne of grace. The blood of Jesus, to have an intimate relationship with Abba Father, who, oh God, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus. We took everything that we're about to, that we'll eat today or drink today, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, every food, every drink, with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Our offices, the blood of Jesus, our cars, our transportation, public transportation, the blood of Jesus, even as we walk, oh God, the blood of Jesus to protect us. We come against incident and accidents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, work of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ has given us the authority. We come in the name of Jesus, and we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, that have come against our lives, that have come against God's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for you, who can be against you? Oh, Father God, Lord of hosts, Captain of the host of the armies of heaven, arise, O God, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, and fight every battle for us, O God. The battle is not ours, but it's yours, O God. So we release these battles into your hands, O God, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you, the Spirit of God, raise up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God. And, oh, Father God, we destroy every satanic calendar in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy the calendars to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, oh God, for your supernatural divine protection. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless us all in name. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We are here to magnify your name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. We thank you, Lord, for your joy. We thank you, Lord, for your unspeakable joy. We thank you, Lord, for pouring all your oil of gladness upon us. We thank you, Lord, for shifting the atmosphere, oh God, so the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Jesus. We release the blood in our neighborhoods. We release the blood of Jesus in our children's neighborhoods. We release the blood of Jesus in their homes, in their dwelling places. We release the blood of Jesus in the zip codes, oh God, that we live within, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to send more angels, oh God, oh territorial angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to these territories that we live in, to the zip codes that we live in, to war on behalf of your kingdom, sons and daughters, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will make the crooked places straight. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. We stand on your word. We stand on your promises. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know you. We love you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. So, Father, we come with thanksgiving and praises. We come with glory and honor. We come here to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name above all name. Hallelujah. We bless the name. We praise the name. We worship Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, you are worthy to be glorified. Lord, you are worthy to be honored. We bless your name. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, each and every one of us, great-grand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, according to Psalm 5, shield us with your favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for your set time of favor. Thank you, O God, for enlarging our territory. Thank you, O Lord, for changing our mindset. In the name of Jesus, let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. O God, we thank you, Lord, that you calmed the storm. You said, peace, peace, peace. Be still, O God. And we thank you. Father God, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory. For those of you that's just joining us, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. There is a word to one. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. There was a certain man from Ramathan, a Zophite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. He had two wives, one called Hannah, and the other called Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. After year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hephni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. And ever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion, and some Bible will say the worthy portion, because he had loved her and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Do not I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once they had finished eating and drinking, inshallah, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the house, the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord bitterly, weeping bitterly. She made a vow saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor shall ever be used on his hand. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, and said to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. Not so, Lord, a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, go in peace, and may the Lord of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. And she went away and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, he arose, worshiped before the Lord, and went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of, she named him Samuel, because I asked the Lord for him. Hallelujah. I know we've heard this story so many times, and we did so many different ways. It's been preached depending, you know, Revelation comes two different ways. One of the things I always tell people and other pastors, that God knows the crowd, that the audience that he's speaking to. And he will bring a revelation according to the audience of the, or the group of people that he's speaking to. So maybe the way he would speak to this crowd in the same scripture would be a different way in another. Pray that the Lord gives, encourage someone this morning for what he's saying to us this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to look at the double portion, or the, some Bibles call it the worthy portion. Many of you right now, you carry a worthy portion. Many of us, including myself, carry the worthy portion in you. In your families, you carry that worthy portion. You have that double portion, hallelujah, within you. And those who have portions, they might be the ones to mock you, okay, or tease you, because the worthy portion that is in you has not been activated and manifested yet. The worthy portion in us has not been activated and manifested. So people, there are times people will look down on you. At times people will think they're better than you. At times people will snub you. Sometimes people will say all kinds of manner of evil against you. But the worthy, the Lord told me to tell you, he has placed a worthy portion in you, in me. There's a worthy portion. Or perhaps you thought you the worthy portion may have come out. It hasn't come out yet. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It has not come out yet. There's a set time for this worthy portion to be activated and manifested. Hallelujah. That's why you don't fret yourself because of evildoers. You don't have time to look at what ABC doing. Let people talk. Let people be presumptuous about you. Let people be negative. Let people say all kinds of manner. Do not worry. Let people tease you. Let people jeer at you. Don't worry about it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the same thing that happened to David when Samuel went to anoint David. Saul brought all his tall, handsome sons in front. God looked at the heart. He doesn't look. We look at the physical, this clay that we made of, the heart. So you can be tall, you can be beautiful or handsome, you can have doctorate degrees, and you can be wealthy with the physical wealth. You can be physically wealthy, but you will, believe me, they are not God's chosen. You don't have the worthy portion. You see, God, I want you to know, God covers his children. He keeps you hidden. It's not the sun. He keeps you hidden. You are hidden. And while you are hidden, from, he is training you. He is training you, and he hides you. Hallelujah. God, you remember Jesus Christ was hidden. Hallelujah. Carry that worthy portion in you, but it's not the time. Hallelujah. There's a set time of favor. There's a set time for that melted portion to be manifested. Hallelujah. Activated and manifested. Hallelujah. God, there's a season and a time. When the season and the time is right, the fruit cannot come produce unless it's right. When it's set up, the Bible tells us every year she was ridiculed. Husband even loved her more than Peninnah. But Hannah, even though her womb was shut, but in that womb, hallelujah, was a worthy portion. Of course, the womb will be shut when there's a worthy portion, so nothing can contaminate what God has placed in you. So he shuts the womb. And people think you're nothing. But I'm here to tell you, you carry the worthy portion. I carry the worthy portion. But how does it come out? How desperate are you? You saw Hannah. She got sick and tired of it. And she went into the temple and prayed. It's time. It is the time. But it's up to you. How desperate are you? Hallelujah. Pray your heart out to God. Pray your heart out to the Lord. Follow everything that Hannah did. Hannah persevered. She prayed. She prayed. She was blessed with Samuel, one of the greatest prophets. Samuel was the first prophet to anoint a king. And as not only was she blessed with Samuel, she was blessed with more children after Samuel. She made a vow to the Lord, and she released Samuel into the temple of the Lord. And God used Samuel. Don't you think God used Samuel would come through Hannah? He's an all-knowing God. He already had placed that worthy portion, the one who will anoint the king. Hallelujah. She was not barren spiritually, but she might have been barren physically, but not spiritually. Hallelujah. There's a worthy portion, a double portion within you. You don't have to look behind or see who's doing who. Keep your focus on Jesus. Take this time to really pray your heart out to him and watch what he will do in the name of Jesus. And Father, sometimes people will say, Apostle, I don't know my worthy portion. Not only he will reveal what is in you. Hallelujah. That will catapult you to the next level. Father, I thank you, oh God, for your word. I thank you for the worthy portion within each and every one of us. Lord, I thank you that your children will listen to this word and pray, cry their heart out to you, so the worthy portion can be activated and manifested in us, oh God, to bring glory and honor to the kingdom of God. Father, we say take everything to God in prayer. So we present everything that concerns us in prayer. And we thank you for your divine intervention. We thank you for releasing the word, activating and releasing the worthy portion. And Lord, not only would you release it, we thank you for wisdom to know how to handle what God has blessed us with. Give us the wisdom in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, you carry that worthy portion in you. Pray and praise God, and watch the manifestation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I love you. Have a wonderful day.